breaking down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
It's Talk Radio Countdown Show, and it's time now for our weekly visit with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, who has the Talkers charts for the week of October 1st to 5th. The stories, the hot hits, and so let's get started with that. Look at the people this, Michael, as well.
Yeah, we had some really, really interesting stuff this week, as evidenced by what's number one, but let's work our way to it. Number 10, we have the Major League Baseball playoffs coming in. We have at number 9, the National Football League action with the referees returning. And we have at number 8, the Eurozone jitters tied with China's economic cools, rather their economy cools. The Syria-Turkey conflict at 7. The fate of Fast and Furious guns at 6. At number 5, we have the Iran nuclear weapons program. At number 4, we have the presidential campaign polls. At number 3, Obama's race speech. At number 2, we have the Libya consulate attack investigation. And number 1, overwhelming number 1 topic, the first presidential debate. The people that we talked about this week, at number 10, Christopher Stevens, 9, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton at 8, Paul Ryan at 7, 6 is Eric Holder. At number 5, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and Jim Lehrer was at number 4, Hillary's at 3, Mitt Romney at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1.
Okay, so Michael Harrison is the, he's now in charge of the debate. He's the person, instead of Jim Lehrer, Michael Harrison conducts the debate, and you're comfortable in music radio, talk radio. Jim Lehrer was sadly, I've liked him, I've talked to him, I didn't think he did a good job. I think he did, in fact, a bad job.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, he's been widely criticized for losing control.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm all for the candidates talking to each other. I'm all for a nice, loose exchange that brings out the truth and is not stifling like some of those debates, you know, where but he totally lost control. And if you're going to have rules, then you have to enforce the rules so that it's fair. Changing the rules, that's another thing. Being a little flexible on the rules but maintaining control, that's the best. But he had no control whatsoever. And as a result, it was not equitable. Different of the two candidates sometimes ran away with themselves, in my opinion, and a lot of people are complaining about it.
Okay. Let me put you in another position, mostly because of what we have, you and I have been doing this program for a long time. We've known each other for decades. And you have had, I ran a newsroom, a radio newsroom, for a couple of years back in the 80s. We've both been around newsrooms. We've been around the talk world. And in general, we kind of have the feeling of what works and what doesn't work. So I'd like you to tell us how you would have handled, if you don't mind, that Fox News suicide clip, whether it was radio or television. What do radio listeners need to know about the behind the scenes of something like that, that they may or may not pick up by watching that new HBO show, Newsroom? But, I mean, think about what it is that, I mean, you listen to Shepard Smith, but there's all the discussion. My God, there was a lot of discussion about that on some of the talk radio programs this week. And
well, what aspect are you asking me? Because this is a broad topic.
I know, it is broad. Hey, I mean, let's say you're the director of the newsroom. You're running a news talk radio station, and this sort of thing happens on the air. The audio gets on the air. Something that you don't think ought to have been on the air. What do you do? What do you? What lesson do you learn?
Well, it gets on by accident, you mean?
Or maybe not. Maybe this is. They try to make it be an accident, but maybe it is. They try to make it seem like an accident, but maybe they're just yanking our chain because we know Fox is capable of anything.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of complicated things here. I would just want everything to be appropriate, and I wouldn't want to put things on that are not necessarily true or are there for sensationalism. I'm the wrong person to ask about how I run a newsroom because I think that the state of journalism in America today is absurd.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do legitimate news for the sake of competing in the commercial marketplace for audience size. You have to do legitimate news and let the audience come or leave depending upon what the market will bear. Once you start pandering to tastes, once you start trying to be entertaining, once you have to be first, even if you're wrong, which is what we're seeing, once you have to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, in terms of what you cover, how fast you cover it, and how crazy you get, I think that it ceases to be journalism. Mm. I personally think if somebody ran a newsroom without concern about audience, but rather concern for truth and information, and did it objectively, you can't be totally objective because the human, you know, system is wired in a biased way.
Right.
But if the spirit of what you do is for objectivity, as opposed to the spirit is to propagandize something or to proselytize something, I think that a big audience will find you. I think there's a market for it, but they don't have the courage to do that. So I don't know if I answered your
series. You haven't, yeah. I did mention the HBO series Newsroom. Have you seen that?
No, I watched every single episode.
I think it's great. It's not over, is it? Isn't it continuing?
Well, it's over for the season. I'm not sure what the future of it is. I think there were six episodes.
Yeah.
And Aaron Sorkin wrote and directed it.
Yeah.
And I found myself enjoying it as entertainment, and I found it fascinating to criticize it. A number of my friends and I watched every one of them, and we found ourselves knocking it.
Really?
But knocking it not from the standpoint that, oh, what a bad show. It was just entertaining as heck. Loved watching it.
Yeah.
As I said, I've watched it more than once. But there were aspects of it that you could knock in terms of, one, how realistic it was.
Well, it was showbiz in it. There's no question about there was showbiz in it.
And the lecture factor.
Mm-hmm.
People don't talk like that. People average people in a newsroom or in media don't have conversations with each other that sound like well-polished op-ed opinion pieces flowing out of their mouths.
No, there's a lot of vulgarity in any of the rooms that I've worked in, frankly.
And girlfriends and boyfriends don't show up at the newsroom and casually walk in while you're doing the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing that really, you know, I found crazy about that show was the obsession to put the personal lives of these people up front.
Let's go back, step back just for a second to something that you said with regard to how you might run a newsroom and the state of journalism today. We know that this format that we love and cover every week on this program, the news talk radio format, depends on the news for most of the conversation.
Yes.
So how does the state of journalism, as you described it, affect the quality of the news talk radio programs and shows and stations that you monitor at talkers.com?
Well, it creates a sameness about it. The hosts on talk radio talk about the topics that are in the news.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the news does that edits and censors and controls what people know is what they don't talk about. So the people that do talk radio really don't have any more access to what's behind the scenes on things than the people at home watching television or reading newspapers. I think most people get their news from TV these days.
Yeah.
And so you as a talk show host who come to work and you're preparing your show, you only have the world of CNN and local Channel 7 and ABC and all the regular sources to go with and the newspapers like everybody else.
Yeah.
What I think is wrong is there has to be topics that people don't hear about, topics that are being suppressed, topics that cost too much money to investigate, that require deeper coverage. And I'd like to see that reflected in talk radio because we'd learn something.
Yeah.
But occasionally talk radio hosts get a hold of a topic that you don't hear in the mainstream press and they make a big news story out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't happen often, but when it does, it's talk radio at its best.
The fate of Michael Savage, speaking of talk radio at its best, some people think that's the best show on the radio, or at least it was. What happens to him and it? Michael tells us in a moment here on The Countdown.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
It's autumn once again, and the leaves aren't the only things that have been falling. Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates are among the lowest that we've seen since the Cadillac Coupe de Ville first rolled off the line right here in Detroit City back in 1949. Yep, that's right. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3.5%, APR 3.81%, but you've got to call Quicken Loans right now. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com. Right now, that super low rate is just 3.5%, APR 3.81%, for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at talkers.com, your daily source for information about this format, which we engage in, we love it, we are informed, we are entertained, we are spellbound sometimes by listening to some of the things. And it isn't just necessarily the content of the shows, Michael. It's the what is going on with the hosts, because the hosts are often the reason that people listen, if not most always, pretty much. And they tell you not only what they talk about, but themselves. So with Michael Savage, he certainly has carved out an interesting niche. What else do you say?
Yeah, well, for those who are not up on the story, Michael Savage is one of the biggest talk show hosts in America. He's also one of the most controversial.
Yeah.
And he has had a legal battle going on for years behind the scenes with his network, Talk Radio Network, and it came to an end, and he won the suit. It might be appealed, but that's neither here nor there. He got the right to break his contract, and now he's not on the radio. So 300 and some odd radio stations around the country that were running Michael Savage up until this week are no longer running him.
Right.
And they don't have him. He's not out there.
Right.
And he has not made a deal with a new network yet. He's obviously surveying the scene and shopping around and taking offers or whatever.
Yeah.
His future is uncertain. He may pop up on another network, or he might pop up on the internet or on satellite radio. No one knows for sure, but Michael Savage is not on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
And may not be for an indefinite amount of time.
I heard one person say, here it is, the gods of radio are at it again. They don't want him to be heard. They squelch the Michael Savage show by doing this.
No, that's not true. His network wanted him. He wanted out.
Yeah.
It's purely a money and control issue. It has nothing to do with controlling what he says. It has to do with controlling intellectual property and money. It's total business.
Isn't it always?
it has nothing to do with politics. Mm-hmm. If anything, his network is unhappy about losing him. On a certain level, they're happy to get rid of the problem that they were having.
They had him, yeah.
But no, there's nothing. He's not been shut down because of what he talks about.
No, I think that, and that happened. I think there were this Armstrong and Getty out of San Francisco were in some sort of trouble. You reported on it at talkers.com this week as well, and they seem to have come back, and it didn't have anything to do with some of that wild stuff they were trying to create around the Muslims.
Yeah, is that funny? Everybody thought they were being suspended for raising hostility, and I think they were taking a vacation day.
Whatever. All right, Michael Harrison, always here on the Countdown, overviewing the Talkers charts for this past week. Michael from Talkers.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Michael Levine, the founder of Levine Communication Office, joins us every week here in the countdown mode of understanding what's going on in the world of talk radio, some of the things that come up that could use the hand of a seasoned professional person when it comes to PR. Michael is that man. He's an expert in PR, public relations, and thus the success of Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, lcoonline.com. The whole business of Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of the most talked about people this week because of the book that he has released. He's doing a lot of radio, a lot of television, and you've been asked to talk about what you sense is coming out of Arnold in terms of promoting the book and his image. He doesn't seem to care. That's the read I get from listening and watching Michael. He doesn't seem to care about, I mean, he just says, okay, this is the way I am. I am a philanderer, and that's, you know, I'm not perfect. And how does that work on people who would be his fans?
Works very poorly. I mean, he is, to call him a narcissist is almost not strong enough. He is, certain people have a pitch-perfect feeling or instinct regarding public relations and public connection with people, and other people don't. Someone like a Ronald Reagan just was almost pitch-perfect in his ability to create a kind of favorable impression, even with people who didn't like him or didn't agree with him. But Arnold Schwarzenegger seems to be exactly the opposite. His when I watched the 60 Minutes interview, which I watched carefully, his level of apology for doing what he did seemed to be similar to a human being who had forgotten to open an elevator door for somebody. It just didn't seem to be sincere or passionate or intense. Now, one may say he has a way of speaking or a cultural way of speaking. I don't know. I just don't buy it. I think he is a person who I've lost all interest in.
And really?
No credibility.
So does he lose because of what you're saying? Does he lose his box office appeal? He's working on three, four movies right now.
Yeah, I think he does largely. In the same way Mel Gibson is irrelevant, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger 5 years from now or 3 years from now will be described as an irrelevant, once famous, once important show business and political figure.
Wow, that's quite a statement.
Yeah.
Irrelevance.
And by the way, I said the same thing about Mel Gibson, and Mel Gibson's irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, you look at him and all you can think of is the trouble he's getting into, and the same thing with Arnold, I suppose. Now you go on, you don't think about him as an actor, you think about him and the baby that he has, this woman, and every woman he sees, does he want to, you know, take her up to his room, that kind of stuff.
Right. And 3 years ago, and by the way, Maria Shriver is a beloved American figure, part of the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Not good. 3 years ago, when I said that Mel Gibson would be irrelevant, I was told that that was too extreme. He was wealthy, would be relevant. He isn't relevant. He's not going to be relevant. Neither will Arnold.
Really?
Really?
Oh, huh. All right, then. Let's move on. The first presidential debate took place this week. There are a lot of people like you, others who analyze these sorts of things, and they're trying to figure out why the president was so distracted. I've heard a rumor that just before he went out onto the stage, he got some very damaging political campaign contribution information, i.e. some people who are outside the country campaigning for him and giving money to his campaign from undesirable places in the world, and apparently it distracted him. Whether that they leaked because they're trying to make an excuse for how he sounded or how he came across, I don't know. But what's your take on the presidential debate in a minute?
I don't know, except to say that Mitt Romney won a decisive, overwhelming, convincing victory in that debate, and that it was a game changer. The president was at his worst. The governor was at his best. He took complete and total control of that debate. Here's what I think, Doug. You cannot defend that record successfully. Houdini himself couldn't defend that record successfully. In the same way that Jimmy Carter couldn't defend the record of Are You Better Off. It's an indefensible record, largely, not entirely. He is a nice person. Everyone knows that, with a magnificent smile.
Yeah, okay. But it doesn't. The rest of it is all hocus pocus. All right. There it is. Michael Levine from his perch at LCO Online. Also, please check out his daily news and information blog. It's called the LBNElert.com. Michael Levine here on The Countdown.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world,
camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Our featured talk radio host this week is Jim Turbis, who is from local news radio AM 1590 KWVG in Boone, Iowa. Jim's the news director there and also the co-host of their morning program. He fills the airwaves with a fellow named Ben Parsons. I've been to Boone, Iowa. Had a great time there. It's one of America's, it's one of these places that you know you'd want to visit. Whether you want to live there or not, I guess remains to be seen. Although what I remember about it would make it a desirable place for me because I love the agriculture and all of the neat stuff that's there. Jim, good to have you on the countdown.
Hey, Doug, thanks for inviting me.
All right, so we want to discuss the top 10 list that is produced by Talkers.com. You are, describe if you will, I was going to do the description, but you ought to do it yourself, the kind of radio station that you're running. What would you describe it as? Typical in this era of news talk political radio, or is there something about it that you think is a bit different?
Well, we do carry some of the typical talk radio programming. We carry a couple of the syndicated people, but a lot of it is local. That's why the local news radio.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep it as local. It's small market radio, the kind you started out in, Doug.
We did, as a matter of fact. Yes, and I still have that radio station, as a matter of fact.
We love it. It's, people listen in. We try to do a lot of local programming and stuff. The top 10 topics, people are aware of them. We don't hit on them as much locally as we do, but some of our syndicated programming covers it.
All right, so then what I'd like to start with is your, it doesn't have to be a top 10 list, but just so people get a flavor of what goes on in Boone, Iowa, and what are perhaps the top 10 items there from the news talk, and I guess some of it's speculative.
Sure.
But what are people hot on? The price of grain has got to be in the top 2 or 3, I would think.
Well, right now with the election and stuff coming up, we got for a lot of our producers, of course, a little concern on the farm bill.
Yep.
Or lack of farm bill.
Yes, the lack of it. Yep.
Yeah. There are the elections, of course.
Can I stop you there? Because I'm a little dangerous, as most of, hopefully your listeners know, that I'm a dairy farmer as well as a broadcaster, a legitimate dairy farmer. And so when I review the information, sometimes I talk about it on the air, the farm bill and how it got held up by the Republicans, in a state like Iowa, where, or any agricultural state, I think the public assumption is that farmers tend to be a little right of center and would more likely vote with Republicans, but yet the Republicans are the reason that the Farm Bill, which a lot of farmers in your audience are going to be interested in because they kind of need the sorts of support that you know the average farmer finds he needs in the reality of the day. So do you think the Republicans have hurt themselves with your listeners by stonewalling this?
Not the Republicans that are representing our farmers. They are pretty well in line with what our producers are looking for. Overall, well, again, different parts of the country, different issues on the Farm Bill, but most of our farmers think something will get worked out.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but is it for the benefit of the big agri businesses, or is it the business, the guys that are in your neck of the woods that have maybe a square mile of bean and corns, or maybe they're raising beef, or they're doing dairy, or whatever they're doing? Those guys are not they're not in cahoots with, or I don't, maybe they are to a point with ADM and Cargill and you know, those guys that seem to, or some of the big guys that are milking 20,000 cows. That's not your
no. We don't have not quite that size. No.
Yeah, right.
But the parts they're looking at are some, you know, they understand they're taking risk, as most farmers are. Every day is a risk, and they're understanding that they're doing that. There are some things, some safety nets in there. They're not looking for big things. They're just looking for things to be able to sustain.
Yeah, right. Yep. Or if we were really smart, we had a government that knew what the heck was going on, everybody get out of the way and let us all do our thing in the real marketplace, get what we're supposed to get for the products that we produce, and not be, in the milk business is one company that controls about 75% of all the fluid milk supply.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get a fair shot at that?
Yeah, that's the truth. That's
yep.
the truth.
All right, so what else are your locals
Locally, we did have, it's one of those local things that a lot of people might relate to in a small market, had some vandalism in a cemetery. A lot of concern about what happened with that.
Yeah, as well, and then you get off on it. One of the great things about a news talk conversation like that is it goes off into all kinds of things. Okay, can you believe somebody did that? And then, after you get into that, what makes people do that? Where do these people come from? Are they locals? And if they are, what influenced them to do this? What's the state of, we all see and know with young people today, their lives are dictated by what's on those damn screens that they put in their pocket.
Oh, yes.
And so what there, is there an influence? I mean, you can go 100 different ways.
You take it off and go in different directions, and what do you do for security, and how do you, take care of that?
Right, yep.
But we did have some great stories that went along with it about monument companies that came in and volunteered to help do fix things back up and stuff. So, we had some good
news.
Things that came out of it, too.
Yeah, right. Okay, what else?
Let's see. Well, obviously, the politics and the campaigning going on. And we're talking more now on the local level.
We've so what do you have? You have a gubernatorial, you've got a senator, you've got a congressman.
We've got all the congressional races, of course. And I was being redistricted, so we've got only four. We're down to four districts. Now,
really?
We are in one where our former First Lady, Christy Vilsack, her husband happens to be the Secretary of Agriculture, is running against Congressman Steve King, and he's pretty well known. He's pretty outspoken on a lot of different issues, more on towards the right of right.
So she might get a job in Washington, and her husband might be out, depending on the outcome of the election.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. That's what's interesting about it.
Yeah.
We get our county commissioner races for the first time in about three decades. We will have a new sheriff.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, Arth has decided to retire, and he's been around and done an excellent job for a number of years, but we have some pretty good candidates running for sheriff and things like
that. So how do you handle that in terms of giving the candidates time? Local radio stations are always asked by the candidates to give a certain amount of time so that you can discuss the issues, and how has that worked out? Do you think you're getting to the core, the root of many of these issues with your conversations?
I think we do. We try to open up and have our public service time, our public affairs time, and I try to get both. I'll get both candidates in at the same time, and we'll sit and talk on air.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get a few more than just two. Sometimes we'll have multiples. We help sponsor like a local forum that will broadcast, and then we'll rebroadcast segments of that, things like that.
Yeah, all right. So, but your listeners expect that of you. You brought them to expect that.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. All right. In a moment, we'll take the list of the top 10 topics, the national list, and see how Jim sort of thinks you and that in that audience and the others around the country will. I think especially the voter ID law thing. Does that affect anybody in Iowa? Soldiers from your community or the state going to Afghanistan? Those sorts of things all come as part of the overview of some of the top topics in the world of News Talk Radio. Jim Turbis is with us from Local News Radio AM 1590. KWBG in Boone, Iowa, here on the countdown.
In my family, I doctor hurt knees, plus nurse every paycheck. I cut out coupons, plus trans fats. Rite Aid understands. My Wellness Plus card gives me everyday savings, plus a point for every dollar I spend, 25 points for every prescription. Once I earn 1,000 points, I get 20% off the whole store for a year. That's like buying four and getting our fifth shampoo free.
Rite Aid's Wellness Plus card. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey fans, Exagon is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagon presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exagon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Back on our countdown, our local host featured this week is Jim Turbis, who is from Local News Radio AM 1590, KWBG in Boone, Iowa. They happen to carry the countdown show and also the Good Day program. The items we've been talking about thus far have sort of been the local hot stuff. Let's take some of the top 10 items from this week, Jim, and just get your spin from the listener's point of view. How active, involved, excited are people in Iowa that listen to your station about the two candidates that seem to be on the top of the ticket?
Well, right now, following the debate this week, I would say we've got strong supporters on both sides. Like on the debate, we had Democratic supporters for the president thought he could have done better. Republicans for Mitt Romney thought he did very well. And then there's that undecided group in the middle that pretty much said, nobody showed me anything. Mm-hmm. So not much changed from
that. Really? You think that that's the case?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much of your feelings does your audience know? How do they know your politics? Do they know who you support? Or do you keep that away from your audience, your personal beliefs?
I tend to keep that away from mine. I mean,
Does that frustrate you at all? Sometimes you think to yourself, I want to, and then you stop.
Not really, no. I've done this long enough where it's pretty easy. I go and vote. I go and vote for the ones I like, and I put them both out there. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody should have an equal opportunity to have their say.
I agree with you 100%. So is Iowa, in terms of the voter ID question or concern, is that anything that affects voter turnout or voters themselves in Iowa?
Well, right now, the big thing is most people don't think it's a big issue for us in Iowa. Our Secretary of State is on an effort, a campaign. It's something that he ran on as voter ID. He's really pushing that. We've had a couple of arrests for voter fraud, 5 out of all the investigation that they've done so far, and you know, most people are going, they're not really concerned. They just don't think it's that big of an issue.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then let's take something that's not necessarily political, and I wonder, because many of your people would be watching television, maybe they watch the news channels on TV to get some of their news, was the Fox suicide, the airing of that, anything?
Oh, yeah, when that happened, yeah.
Did that bother anybody listening to your stage? Did you talk about that?
They didn't. They haven't talked a lot about it. Those that have said they thought it was a very unfortunate accident that Fox got it on the air, they understand that most stations, most networks get that off, don't have it. They felt it was very unfortunate. They thought Fox personnel handled it, at least the on-air people, apologetically as they did, about as well as they could.
Mm-hmm. So back to the debate for just a second. What was the takeaway? You said that nobody really changed their minds. Mm-hmm. I wanted to probe into that a little bit more.
Sure.
Because a lot of the news pundits would tell you, and you've heard me often say, you know, I don't have any use for the analysis paralysis we go through. Everybody can hear it, and everybody's got a brain. Let them make up their own mind as to what they think. You would, depending on whether you listen to Fox or you listen to MSNBC or, you know, something along those stripes, you would think that Mitt Romney would be elected tomorrow. If he won, and he's going to get it no matter what. And people don't understand how these things change. So it's very volatile the next month.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've seen in a matter of a week, there could be a whole new topic that comes up that's really going to start to take over. You know, and it's happened before. Right now, there is going to be another debate. I think there's several that are kind of interested to see how the Biden-Ryan debate goes.
Yeah. I guess, you know, but Ryan is more of a Midwesterner. Do you sense that in Iowa people care about him more because he's from Wisconsin?
I don't think it's so much that. There are a number in Iowa, of course, of Republicans and others, independents, that are, you know, looking at his conservative nature and his fiscal nature. There's many others that are well aware of Biden, and he's made several stops here, several visits to the state. He does play pretty well in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Biden does?
Yes.
Interesting. And so, finally, Afghanistan and wars and that sort of thing, a lot of very traditional families in Iowa proud to send their sons off or daughters off to war. But what impact now does this latest news, 2,000 soldiers have died in Afghanistan, everybody says, for what?
Yeah, we have, of course, when you came to visit, one of the people you got to meet was our adjutant general, who happens to be from Boone, now Major General Orr. He, of course, we had a huge contingent that was in Afghanistan, recently came home, and Right now, we have a lot of people that are watching it. They really don't want to have to send anybody back.
Mm-hmm.
The majority would, I mean, they will do it if that's what it takes, but they would really just not want to have to send anybody back.
Would they vote based on that? Do you think people's passions are strong, or is it all about jobs and everything else like that, economy there?
It's a variety of things like that. I don't think it would swing it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. All right. What an excellent job. Thank you for letting us get to know you a little bit better. Jim Turbis is from Local News Radio AM 1590, KWBG in Boone, Iowa, one of the Countdown affiliates. He's the host of The Morning Show with Ben Parsons there. We're talking about what the local issues are and how some of the national issues play in his neck of the woods. Again,
did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show now, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He has a website, scamaside.com. He's been working on the legal side to keep people from having the problems that many folks who don't pay attention do have. Matter of fact, I was just looking at the scam of the day before we get into some of the things from the talkers' charts for this week. I thought maybe you might want to bring us up today. Every day on scamaside.com, you have the scam of the day, and this is another Twitter scam. What is it?
Yeah, what's happening is that once again you get a tweet, and the tweet says something that entices you by saying, in this case, hey, there's an embarrassing picture of you out on Facebook. You should go and check this out. And the tweet comes from someone who you think you know. Of course, it's their account has been hacked. If you go to that link, what ends up happening is you download the keystroke logging malware into your computer, and everything you have in your computer goes to the scammer and makes you a victim of identity theft. So you got to be very, very careful. It's my motto is trust me, you can't trust anyone. And when it comes to even getting an email with a link, you never know whose email or tweet or Facebook account has been hacked into, because it's easy to do. So always check it out, confirm it's from that real person before you click on a link.
You know, it's really, it almost makes using the internet irrelevant, or makes it unusable. You almost feel like, oh, I'm going back to the telephone or something else that is reliable, because this stuff has been so abused, and therefore you are abusive.
Yep. And it's true. And, you know, we want to do things in a timely fashion. You and I both are friends with Michael Harrison, and Michael will send out emails with links a lot. And I'm one of these paranoids, and he kind of laughs at me sometimes because I'll call him up a lot and say, okay, did you really send this link before I click on it? And you're right. It's an inconvenience. It kind of says, you know, I don't want to do it, but you got to do it to be safe.
Is this for Windows?
It's interesting that you mention that, because in the past, primarily the scammers dealt with Windows, because the PC was the dominant computer, and so you were fairly safe from many of these scams if you had a Mac. But now, as Macs have become more popular with the population, they've also become more popular with the scammers. So your Mac, your iPhone, other Apple products are just as risky, and you have to be just as careful.
Wow. All right, so there's the word on scams from attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here on the Countdown, a good public service. Now let's get to the charts for the week and get a couple of ideas from you on some of the legal ramifications. For example, number four, back to the discussion about these ID laws, voter ID, and how this is going to play. I'm thinking back in my mind, tell me if I'm right or not. It seems to me we've had these conversations running up to elections in the past, and they all get put off, and then nobody does anything about it until the next election, and then it's too late, and they all get put off again. It almost seems like a scam in and of itself.
You do wonder about that, because you're absolutely correct. We've seen that time and time again. It's almost like the issue with the Electoral College, and people talk about reforming that, and we've had issues where a popular elected president doesn't get elected because he doesn't have the electoral votes. There's a big to-do, and then we forget about it. So, yes, these issues do come up, and you have to wonder how serious some of the people are who are doing these, whether they do these for public relations purposes, or whether they will fly in the courts, because just this week in Pennsylvania, a judge said that he would not, he enjoined the law from going into effect.
Wow. So you got to wonder, though, who's voting and who's not voting, and how it is that you think that not having to identify yourself or somehow having to identify yourself is un-American. I don't get that.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough, because the other thing is, are we fixing a problem that really isn't serious? Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to get real data as far as how much voter fraud there has
been.
Yeah. The records don't seem to indicate much, but you never know, are those records accurate?
Right. Quick 30 seconds on the China cyber attacks and what legally, I mean, this is just back and forth. This is what we come to expect, back to scams, but this is big time scamming.
This is big time scamming, and this is huge, and this is going to get even bigger, and the public isn't aware what a major thing this is. There are cyber wars that are going on around the world. We're doing it, and China is certainly doing it. They have actually gotten access to, they say, unclassified White House computers. They can get access to all kinds of computers. This is going to be a huge story, cybersecurity, and it's something that Congress, once again, is dropping the ball on.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Check out stevelaw.net.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.